You know, a dog will always be a dog. I once met a man online who said that he was in the middle of a divorce, that he was raising his two children, and that his wife had left him for another man. And I began to talk with this man and, have intimate conversations with him over the phone. Anyway, it wound up that, we set a date and he was going to come and meet me at my house, because we seemed to click and, I liked his personality and he was fairly good looking and, I was attracted and he was attracted. So, feelings were mutual, I thought, at the time. And after meeting this man and having sexual relations with him, he began to avoid my phone calls and avoid my texts. And if I seen him online on Messenger, he would log out right quick. And I began to get suspicious. Well, I kept playing on with it, and I kept thinking there's something that's not right, because I kept wanting to come to his house and see where he lived, and he didn't want me to come, and he was always making excuses not to come to mine because we lived like an hour and a half away from each other, and he always had to work or he had his kids and or this or that. There was always an excuse of why that we couldn't get back together. But yet he kept messaging me, sending me pictures of him, saying all these wonderful things that he knew that women loves to hear. And I began to, suspect that there was something messed up. Like this guy, he pops in and pops out, and it just, I don't know, it was just something wasn't right about it. And I thought, well, he must be seeing another woman too. He was seeing another woman, all right. Anyway, let me get on with it. His phone got cut off, and it was because he was on a limited plan, and evidently, he was going and staying online on his phone a lot and ran his phone bill up. And he pops up on Messenger one day and he tells me that he don't have the money to pay his phone bill. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to chat with him. I'm not going to be able to message him. And I'm, so he talks me into paying his phone bill for him, which was $800. And like a fool, I did. I made it in two payments, and I paid his bill for him. And he promises me that he will pay me back. Well, after I had his phone cut on, he still was making excuses not to come to my house or for me to go to his. And I'm getting I'm about ready to blow my top. I'm thinking, okay, I just went and spent all this money on you, and you can't even get in the car and come see me? What the fuck? So I'm so agitated because he's avoiding my phone calls, he's avoiding my texts, he just completely cut me off after I paid the phone bill for him. And so I go online and I do a background check on him. I find out every bit of the information I needed to know about this man. I knew what his mama's name was, his daddy, his aunts, his uncles, his brothers, his sisters, their phone numbers, addresses, every place where he had lived. And come to find out, this man was married. And he was fucking around on his wife with not only me, but several other women. I went on Yahoo Messenger on his, logged into his, and how I got in was it give me, you know, because the secret questions is, what's your daddy's middle name or your mama's maiden? I knew all that information because of that background check. And I opened up his messenger and found message after message on the history of your chat, all these different women that he was conning for money, screwing, and all this stuff in between him working, and his wife and him worked different shifts. They worked completely different shifts. And he was taking his children to his mother's while his wife was at work and going off and screwing all these women for money. So I got every message that I could. I made photocopies of all these messages that he had messaged me and these other women. Went to the singles website that he was on and took pictures and photo, you know, like the screenshots of what he was doing on that site. And I even photocopied the receipt where I paid his phone bill, every message that he had ever sent me, and everything on the Yahoo Messenger. And I took his photo and photoshopped it and put, this is a sorry ass motherfucker who's married and is ripping women off and screwing everybody around. I put that, I printed and posted it on his profile on Yahoo and locked him out of his Yahoo Messenger. Then I paid somebody who lived in his hometown. It was another friend of mine that he knew I was bad upset, and he come seen me, and he lived and knew exactly where the apartments was that this man and his wife lived in. And I paid him $20 to take all that info and directly hand it to this man's wife. Not 10 minutes later, I receive a phone call. Because my friend told me, he said, I'll call you or I'll text you and let you know it's done. And after I received that text message, it wasn't 10 minutes till he was calling me from his job. And he told me, he said, I just got one question to ask you. Why didn't you take the shit to her yourself? You just got me kicked out of my house, blah, 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 blah. I said, then you'll learn not to mess with this white bitch ever again or nobody else. You piece of shit. You have fucked me out of $800. And God knows how many other hundreds of dollars that you fuck women out of. Plus, you're screwing around on your wife who has two kids by you while she's working constantly trying to keep your sorry ass up. You deserve everything you get. And that's why I say, and I bet you anything, he is still with his wife. And he's still doing the same shit that he's always done. Because a dog will always be a dog.